All right. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord some praise. Give him some praise. Thank you. You know, we are blessed. We have the world's best volunteers here at Victory Life Church. We're blessed. But if you don't mind, turn to 1 Kings chapter 18, beloved. 1 Kings chapter 18. Thank you, Dalton. 1 Kings chapter 18, and we're going to be in verse 20. Now, what we got going on here this morning, guys, is I want us to leave here encouraged, okay? And we can leave here encouraged if you want to. You can keep believing the same rubbish if you want to. That's not going to benefit anybody. Can I get a witness? Now, here's the deal, man. There's a lot of talking heads out there right now. There's a lot of people. All right. There's a... Thank you, James. There's a lot of people out there saying a lot of crazy stuff. You know, all you got to do is turn on the news. And, man, I hate to say it, but there's just so much lying going on right now. You know, people are just lying. It's a crazy time in America. It's a crazy time in the world, but I'm here in America. So this is what I'm witnessing, is there's just so much fabrication, so much lies, so much deceiving going on through the media and different things like that. And, you know, here's what Satan's wanting to do, okay? This is what Satan wants to do in your life. He wants to bring confusion. He wants to bring fear. He wants to bring discouragement. He wants you to give up. He wants you to throw in the towel. Okay, but we're not going to have that. Can I get a witness? Okay, so right now, I'm extremely excited, and I mean that. This isn't for just, you know, for the sermon or anything like that. I don't know the last time I've been this excited about what God is doing in this land. And I want to pass that encouragement on. I don't want you to just be encouraged while you're here, but I want us to leave here encouraged and excited about what God's doing in this land. So one more time, just give him some praise, man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He is worthy. No matter what you're going through, no matter what things look like, he's worthy of our praise. Amen? Now, here's the deal. In our little story today, we're going to talk about my hero of the Old Testament. There's so many cool cats in the Bible. You know, there's Joseph in his coat of many colors. There's Daniel in the lion's den. There's David and the giant. There's Samson and the jawbone. There's all these awesome and amazing stories, man, that we can get excited about, that we can grow in our relationship with the Lord and just see how we can trust him in no matter what situation we're in. But I want to talk to you guys briefly this morning about my buddy Elijah, awesome man of God. And this is probably one of the coolest stories in the Old Testament, and it is by far my favorite story in the Old Testament. So I'm excited about sharing this with you guys. We're going to talk about the contest at Mount Carmel. Now, here's what's going on, man. Elijah was this mighty prophet of God. He was a believer of God when it was not the popular thing to do, okay? Idolatry was running rampant in the nation of Israel. There was an ungodly king and an ungodly queen. Just some rotten, downright rotten folks were running the nation of Israel. And so Queen Jezebel and King Ahab, they had decided that they would underwrite, that they would feed and support these prophets of Baal, these prophets of this false god, the Baals and the Asheroths. Now, Baal, he was a nasty, nasty fake god, okay? Well, there's nothing good about him. He was just a demon, and these people were praying to these statues of a cow, okay? But see, here's the deal. One of the things that would go on, listen up here, one of the things that would go on in Baal worship was people would sacrifice their children to this evil, stinking demon that they worship, okay? And you can ask yourself, well, how in the world did the children of Israel, how did the Israelites, how did God's people get tied up in this mess, man? Well, see, without God's grace, that's me or you, amen? You know, they were enticed, they were dragged away by their neighbors, man. And God warned them over and over again, do not prostitute yourself out to these false gods. It's not worth it. But here we are, man. Hardcore demon worship in the nation of Israel. Here's God's people. So Elijah, he prays, hey, no rain for 3 years. No rain for 3 years in Israel. And that's exactly what happened. And God told Elijah, hey, get out of here. go hide out. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure you're taken care of. How many of you know God takes care of his people? No matter what kind of world we're in, God takes care of his people. I want you guys to remember that. Store right here in your heart. God takes care of his people. Okay. Then Elijah gets the word. Hey, go show yourself to King Ahab. Go on. Go talk to King Ahab. So Elijah goes and meets up with King Ahab. Ahab, evil dude, hates Elijah. And this is what he says. He says, I'm going to paraphrase, but he says, oh, looky here. Here's the big troubler of Israel right here. Ahab was blaming God's prophet. Ahab was blaming God's people for the problems, listen, for the problems that were going on in Israel, when in fact it was Ahab and Jezebel and the people of Israel that turned away from God to follow these false gods. Okay? Anyways, Elijah's real smart. He said, no, 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 ain't me, buddy. It's you. Long story short, it's time for a contest. It's time for a contest between the prophets of Baal, these prophets that follow and worship this false god, this evil, evil demon that these folks worship, that they sacrifice their children to and do all kinds of wicked things to, or the one true God. It's decision time for the nation of Israel. It's like when Joshua said many, 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 many years before this, he said, hey, you guys can do what you want to do, nation of Israel, but for me and my house, we're going to worship God. We're going to follow God. Doesn't matter if it's the popular thing or not. Okay, I'm going to worship the one true God. So that's where we're going to pick up today. Hey, guys, that was just the setting up the drill right there. That was just getting set up for the sermon. Anywho, 1 Kings 18 and verse 20. So Ahab, evil king, so Ahab sent to all the people of Israel and gathered the prophets together at Mount Carmel, the prophets of Baal, these guys that worship these false gods. And Elijah came near to all the people. So picture like this massive crowd of Israelites, man. And over here in this one corner, I love this story, man. All these masses of folks, man. Here's all the Israelites. And over here in one corner is the prophets of Baal. These nasty, weird dudes, man. You know, just evil, wicked cats, man. But see, they got the protection. They got the protection of the government, man. They got the protection of everything, man. They feel like they can't lose. You know, the queen's feeding them, taking care of them, giving them what they need, man. This is what the nation of Israel is promoting at this moment through their leadership, okay, the worship of these false gods, okay? Now, there's a big difference between what people do in their backyards and what people do in their neighborhoods as opposed to what the government says, this is what we do. Does that make sense? Okay, now here we go. And here on the other side, we got this one dude, man. Just Elijah. So Ahab sent to all the people of Israel and gathered the prophets together at Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, how long will you go limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. That's what God is telling each and every one of us, man. And I'm positive. Actually, I have no clue. But I love Jesus Christ, man. I love him. Sometimes, man, if I'm not careful, I can begin to start following other things, man, that's not productive. I can start listening to people. I can start listening to things that can be very distracting, that wants to pull me away from my relationship with the Lord, that makes me want to doubt my Lord. You know what I'm saying? Well, this is what I want to say to you guys this morning. Let God be true, okay? God is true. God doesn't lie. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, okay? God is true. So we got to squelch. We got to cut out all this negative talk that's coming from the peanut gallery, that's coming from everybody else. Hey, man, God's done with America. Hey, you guys, you're in a big mess. Yeah, we're in a big mess, but God's in control. You know what I mean? So it's a time to be excited, man. You know, we just got to make sure that we're not listening to the prophets of Baal who are causing a bunch of commotion, kicking up a bunch of dust, saying this is going to happen and all that. Your nation's going to be going through this. Hey, look, my God's in control, and that's who I listen to. Can I get a witness? We don't need to be divided. It's time for the church to decide who we belong to. Who are we going to listen to? Are we going to want to please man? Are we going to want to please ourselves? Are we going to want to fit in with the world? Are we going to want to please God? Are we going to want to obey God? Can I get a witness? Matthew 6, look at it right there, Matthew 6, 24. No one can serve two masters. Is that true? It's totally true, man. You can try it. I've tried it. You've tried it probably. It don't work out because you're going to be one miserable Christian, aren't you? If you're like that, beach ball in the ocean that's being tossed back and forth, you're over here 1 second, then you're over here the next second, you're going to be miserable, you're going to be grumpy, and you're going to be spitting that stuff out on everybody around you, man. Okay, God's people don't need to be so negative right now. We need to be trusting in God. Let God be true, right? Okay, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You can't serve God in this world. You know, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're passing through. Okay, and we got a job to do while we're in this world. Okay, but this world doesn't dictate who I am. Amen? I'm a child of the Most High God. Can I get a witness? The point I want you guys to grab a hold of, man, is there's such a big opportunity right now to get discouraged, to start listening to those false gods, okay? You start listening to what people are saying. You know, rebuke that nonsense, man. I'm a child of the Most High God. Let's move forward. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. This is what I want you guys to do. This is what I've got to do. We've all got to do this. I don't think you have this on your bulletin, but I want to share it anyways. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. When you get those negative thoughts, you get those discouraging thoughts rolling around in your head, man. And I'm not just talking about the political situation in America right now. I am talking about that, but I'm also talking about those mind battles that we all go through as Christians. You know, where Satan wants to lie. Satan just wants to steal, kill, and destroy and make you feel like no one cares about you. You're no good. Listen to this. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. So this is what we do. I'm hearing some nonsense. I'm hearing some crazy nonsense, okay? I turn on the TV, I'm like, that's some crazy nonsense right there. That's a big fat lie. Okay, I hate it, but I mean, it's the truth. There's so much lying going on right now. Anywho, tell the truth, shame the devil. You know, you have a decision whether or not you want to chew on that thought, meditate on that thought, let it bring discouragement, fear, depression, anxiety into your life. That's your choice. Or you can rebuke that nonsense with the name of Jesus. You know what I mean? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, that's who we belong to, man. So seriously, we don't have to be all discouraged. We don't. Well, my job stinks. Okay. Just trust in God, man. You're a child of the Most High God. Let him use you right there. Okay, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion. I'm going to be in a wheelchair in 2 years from now. Let God be true and every man a liar. What does God's word say about that? You know what? If I end up in a wheelchair, then God's going to use me in a wheelchair. And he's going to give me the grace and strength I need. Can I get a witness? We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. It's almost overwhelming if you're not grounded in the Word of God. When you hear all, you know, I've been a Christian for a long minute now, man, and I'm used to having a different worldview than a lot of folks, man. You know, I'm used to that. But it's like been turned up by like a gazillion, man, where everybody's just coming against the people of God right now. You know, what I'm saying, man, is like, I'm going to say it again because this is the meat and potatoes. Trust in God. Let God be true. Don't worry about what the world says. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Okay, here's my filter of my mind. This rubbish comes in, whatever kind of evil thought it is, whether it's perverse or just self-hatred or whatever, man, you know, some sort of doubt. Man, we can't meditate on that junk. We got to rebuke it. We got to throw it back where it came from. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Can I get a witness? All right, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Let's go back to our story, verse 22. Then Elijah said to the people, I only am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. You can kind of see Elijah, you know, working the crowd up a little bit. He's got all these people, tons of people, multitudes of cats out there. 450 prophets of Baal, they're all excited. And Elijah's like, ladies and gentlemen, it's just me. I'm the only one left. I'm the only one left that serves the Lord. That statement that he's making is not true. But that's how he feels. Okay, there's this guy Obadiah that's hidden a ton. Well, he's hidden 100 prophets of God in two different caves, 50 in each cave in case evil king or evil queen finds out about them. 50 might be killed, but there's another 50. So there's 100 prophets right there, and there's 7,000 that have not bent their knee to Baal. But see, the fact of the matter is even though there's a lot of people that are still trusting in the one true God in this situation right here, Elijah, going through all this, he feels like he's the only one standing up for what's right. And that's overwhelming right there, isn't it? Sometimes we feel like, man, I'm the only dude that's, you know, trying to do the thing, man. I'm the only dude hanging on here trusting in God. Well, that's not true. That's not true. You need to understand that. You're not alone. Number one, the good Lord says that he'll never leave you or forsake you. Joshua says that you need to be bold. Listen, you need to be bold. You need to be strong. You need to be brave. Don't be fearful, depressed, discouraged, running around like a little baby, right? Why? How come? Because God's with you, man. God's with you. The creator of the universe is with you, okay? And he's not just with you, hanging out with you. He's bringing a tool of goodies, man. He's bringing the provision. He's bringing everything you need. Okay? So you're not alone. You got God. And Elijah certainly understands that. He's standing out on a limb, but he's standing out on that limb because he knows his God is right there with him. But see, what he's not thinking about is that there's a lot of other people that are trusting in God. There's a lot of other people that are going through the same types of problems that you're going through right now. And you can say, well, my situation, it's so unique, Paul. It's a mess. No one's ever went through anything like mine. No, that's simply not true. Your pain is your pain, and that's what you're going through right now. But other people have and will go through similar situations. Matter of fact, one of the reasons why you're going through the situation you're going through right now is so that you can encourage somebody down the road. You say, well, God got me through this mess, man. Well, you don't know how I feel. Yeah, I do. Actually, I do. No, you don't. Yeah, I do. You want a knuckle sandwich? No, I believe. Okay. So this is what we got to do. 1 Peter 5, verse 9. Those lies come in. Jesus is picking on you. Jesus ain't real. You're all alone in this world. No one cares about you. Oh, my. I don't know what I'm going to do now. 1 Peter 5, 9, we'd be a lot better off if we did this, Sister Chelsea. Resist him. Who? Resist who? Resist the devil. We don't have to entertain that stuff. Resist him firm in your faith. Isn't that cool? Firm in your faith. Don't, you know, just, we got to be strong in our faith, in our relationship with the Lord. Where's that going to come from? We got to stay in the Word of God, man. Yeah, we really, really do, you know. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We got to stay in the Word of God. You know, if you're tired of just being defeated mentally all the time, man, get into the Word of God. Get into it. Make yourself get into it for a while. I know it's tough at first. Okay, anyways, moving forward. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering, what? Knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. You're not the only one going through something right now. And other people have went through very similar situations. And other people will go through very similar situations. You're not alone in this. God's with you. Other people are going through it. Amen. There's a whole great cloud of witnesses that have already went through it. Amen. Can I get a witness? Give them some praise. Goodness gracious. Let's go to the next slide, beloved. 1 Kings 18 and verse 24. It's time to have the contest, man. This is such a cool story. And you call up. Who in the world could say the Bible's boring, man? The Bible's not boring. You're boring. You know what I mean? The Bible's super awesome. Now, I'll give you this. I'll give you this to the doubter, the naysayer, whoever might be checking this out. Before I was saved, man, the Bible was totally boring. It was like, oh, man, this is horrible. I'd rather be at the dentist right now. But see, here's the deal, man. Once you accept Jesus Christ, this stuff becomes alive to you. 1 Kings 18 and verse 24. And you call upon the name of your God. This is Elijah talking to the 450 prophets of Baal. And you call upon the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. And all the people answered, it is well spoken. In other words, all the people were like, sounds good to me. Okay, yeah, here you go. Yeah, Baal, you get to go. I mean, the Baal guys, you get to go. We'll set up an altar. We'll put a moo cow on it. We got us a big old sacrifice going. And the God who answers by fire, that's the one true God, and that's the God that we're going to worship. Elijah's stepping out a little limb here, ain't he? You feel like you're stepping out a limb sometimes? Well, guess what? You're not alone. God's with you. You can stand on God's word. You can be bold on God's word. Amen? Let God be true, right? Let God be true. And you call upon the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, he is God. Now, that's an important thing. Because this Baal cat, this Baal moo cow, this cow god demon thing, was like the god, the storm god, okay? And so he was supposedly the cat that could control lightning and thunder and all that. So if you were a Baal guy, a Baal worshiper, you're like, yeah, man, Baal's got this, man. He's the lightning god. He's the storm god. It's on now, okay? But don't forget that our God, the one true God, is an all-consuming fire. Anyways, moving forward. Okay, all right then. Then Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose for yourselves one bull and prepare it first, for you are many. Elijah's like, you guys, there's a lot of you guys go first. Go ahead, I'll just be over here in the corner. And call upon the name of your God, but put no fire to it. No tricks, no tricky, no touching, all right? You can't light it, your God's gotta do it. And they took the bull that was given them and they prepared it and called upon the name of Baal from morning until noon. Can you imagine how tedious that would be if you were Elijah? Sitting there from morning till noon. He hears these knuckleheads, these nutcases, these cuckoo birds, man. Oh, Baal, answer us. It's crazy. But, okay. Called upon the name of Baal from morning until noon, and that's not over. Saying, oh, Baal, answer us. But there was no voice, and no one answered. And they limped around the altar that they had made. This limping thing was like how they would, you know, dance and worship and all. These are knucklehead guys, man. This is a weird set of folks, man. It's going to get weirder if you don't know this story. We got to put our faith in the one true God, guys. The prophets of Baal are kicking up dust. They're making their noise. And I really believe that, man. There's this huge antichrist situation going on where people are so anti things of the Lord. And there's a certain boldness right now in the media and just out in the streets, man, where people are just so anti Jesus Christ. I mean, everything is celebrated under the sun, but do not give Jesus Christ or God in heaven any glory. Or you're a nutcase. You're a hate monger. You're a lunatic if you say anything good about Jesus Christ. Okay? And that's the situation we're in right now. But guess what? My God is with me. Amen? And I'm trusting in him. And I'm proud to be an American. But I really wanted to say I'm proud to be a Christian. I am, man. I am. And I'm proud to be an American as well. Okay? And they took the bull that was given them, and they prepared it and called upon the name of Baal. Oh, Baal, answer us. There was no voice, and no one answered, and they limped around the altar that they had made. Proverbs 3 and verse 5, check that out. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You're hearing these, when you hear these contradicting, we're almost done. I mean, we're getting closer to being done. when you're hearing these contradicting reports in your mind, man, you know, who do I serve, man? Who do I serve? Whose voice am I supposed to be listening to, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Here's that grid, man. Here's that funnel. Nothing gets in unless it can line up with the Word of God. That's my thoughts, man. That's what we're shooting for, man. I'm not going to listen to anything contrary to the Word of God that's coming at me, okay? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. That's a tough one, ain't it? But the more we do it, the easier it is to do, man. And like I said, man, I'm super stoked right now because I really feel like it's time for a miracle. I really feel like some amazing things are about to happen in this land, man. And we have a reason to be excited, man, as Christians. You're not defeated. The enemy's defeated. You know, he's screaming. He's kicking up dust. He's doing anything he can do. He's popping willies, trying to get your attention off of the one true God. Uh-uh. Don't let it happen. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Is everybody okay? 1 Kings 18, verse 27. And at noon, this is so cool, man. We should just, okay. And at noon, so this thing's been going on from morning until now. It's lunchtime, man. Elijah's had just about enough of it. He's going to turn it up a little bit, Karen. And at noon, Elijah mocked them, saying, "Cry aloud, for he is a god." I want you to look at Elijah here. Now, keep in mind, he feels like he's the only cat that's standing up for God. He feels like he's all alone in this world, but he knows this, that his God is with him. And he knows this because he knows that his God is with him. He's got peace. Look, there's 450 knuckleheads that want to see him mess up. There's 450 knuckleheads that can't wait to kill him at the end of the day. Because Ahab, the wicked king, has really been trying to get his hands on Elijah. You know, and now Elijah's out here in the open. Okay, but God's with him. And there's 450 prophets of Baal. But Elijah, he's mocking these guys. Well, how in the world can he do that? Because he knows, listen, he knows who his God is, man. He knows who God's this. So in the natural, there's these overwhelming odds that are stacked against Elijah. You know, let God be true, right? Let God be true. So here, he's bold, man. He's brave. He's going to start mocking them about their stupid fake deity. And at noon, Elijah mocked them, saying, "Cry aloud." Hey, cry a little louder. Maybe he can't hear you. "For he is a god," little g. Hey, he's certainly a god. You know, you're not wasting your time, right? "Either he is musing or he is relieving himself." Isn't that the coolest thing in the world? Listen, man, he's I don't want to be vulgar, but I mean, look at it. He's like, you know, maybe your God, maybe he's just in the bathroom. Maybe he can't hear you in the other end of the house, man. You know, he's just a little busy. He's a little busy right now. Isn't that cool? Bold, man, bold in the face of opposition, because I know who I am. I belong to the Most High God. Okay. "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing or he is relieving himself, or he is on a journey." Maybe your God's going poopy. Never mind. It's in the Bible. "Or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and must be awakened," which that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to get their fake God to notice them. You know, wake him up, get him out of that slumber. And see, this is what they had to do. Okay. "And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out upon them." Isn't that just wild, man? So they're cutting themselves from knives and swords and spears, stabbing themselves, making this blood gush out, man, trying to get this fake demon god. It's a real demon, fake god. Trying to get him to pay attention. And see, they're left all alone. They do this, man, for a long time. They do this till evening time. They do this till about 3, I believe. No answer. Nothing but the sound of blood dripping on the dirt. Some crickets, maybe. Nothing's going on, man. Their God didn't show up, man. Well, how come their God didn't show up? Because he's not a God at all. He's a false God. He's a demon, you know? And see, that's what Satan wants to do. That's what Satan does to us, man. He'll get you out there on a limb. He'll get you enticed, and then he'll leave you hanging, man. The things of this world are not going to be there for you. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. Yeah, those things aren't going to be there for you. But God will always be there for you. You know, King David talked about maybe my mama, maybe my papa will abandon me, but my God never will. You know, let God be true and every man a liar. My God is faithful. He's with me. I can be bold in the face of opposition because I'm standing on God's promises, not what some knucklehead false religion dude's telling me on the TV. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now look at this little verse right here, Psalm 121, verse 4. This is a goodie. All God's people said this is a goodie. It is. Now look. And they cried out aloud themselves after their custom. Okay, no, perhaps he is asleep. Perhaps your little God's asleep. But see, this is something here that Elijah understands. And this is something that we need to understand. And let this give you a lot of encouragement. Psalm 121 and verse 4, behold, he who keeps Israel, he who watches over Israel, he who watches over God's people, he who watches over me, behold, he who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Think about that, man. You don't have to go to bed fretting. You don't have to have, you know, nights of not being able to sleep because you're just worried sick about what's going to happen. You know, just rest in the Lord. Trust in the Lord because there's somebody watching over you. And the person watching over you is the creator of the universe. You know, you didn't make some deal with some demon. You didn't make some deal with some nutcase guru. You know what I mean? You ain't got some weird crystal around your neck or in your pocket. You're not trying to be one with the universe or the bunny rabbit. Man, we belong to the one true God. Amen. That's something to be stoked about. Give him some praise. Next slide. So now it's Elijah's turn. They did this whole thing. Nothing happened, man. But a deal is a deal. Now it's time for the evening sacrifice, and it's Elijah's turn, man. So Elijah rebuilds the altar to the Lord, okay? He puts the wood on it how it's supposed to be. He takes this moo cow, he takes this bull, chops it up, puts it on there. This is just one dude doing all this. He digs a trench. Well, why would he dig a trench? This is super, super cool, man. He digs a trench around the altar, okay? And it's a decent-sized trench, man. So he digs this, all right, and all these prophets of Baal who are just like pale as a ghost, man, and just bleeding out over there. You know, like, what's this dude doing, man? You know? And remember, it's masses of people because it's decision day in Israel. Who's the one true God? Who are you guys going to worship? Okay? So anyways, Elijah does something even more curious. He says, let's get four jugs of water. Or was it four jugs of water? Yeah, four jugs of water. Dump it all over the bull, all over the wood. And they do that several times until the bull, the wood, the altar, which is stone, and this trench is completely saturated with water. Okay? Why in the world is he doing that, man? No possible way man can get glory out of this. Okay, you can't think, well, Elijah's doing the thing, praying, and he's going to throw a match over there in the corner. Not going to happen, man. Okay, God's got this. If God don't do it, it's not going to happen. Do you hear what I said? If God doesn't do it, it's not going to happen. So here's your situation. Here's our situation in America. If God don't do it, it's not going to happen. Well, guess what? God's going to do it. It's going to happen. So you need to get excited, man. You need to stop being all depressed and in the mully grubs and getting grumpy. Can I get a witness? It's time to be excited, man. Okay, 1 Kings 18:35. And the water ran around the altar and filled the trench also with water. In the time of the offering of the oblation, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel. That's jumping out at me, man. Look, Sandy, this day that you are God in Israel. Something is happening in America where it's going to be such a big miracle, such an amazing thing where people are going to have to say, man, maybe there's something to this Christian stuff here, man. There's something going on. You know what I mean? And we're going to know for sure. We're going to know, ooh, man, God did this. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Lord. Amen. God's got this, right, David? This day that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant. See, Elijah's stepping out here on a limb, man, but God's right there with him. He's like, when the smoke clears, because there's about to be a fire, let everybody know. That was goofy. Let everybody know, ma'am, that I'm your servant, you know? I'm trusting in you. Okay, anyways, let's move forward. This day that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and that I have done all these things at your word, I'm just being obedient to you, okay? The reason why you're not mixing up with the multitude, the reason why you're not giving into fear is you're just standing on God's word, man, right? We're standing on God's promises. That I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me that this people may know that you are Lord, our God, that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. That's pretty cool right there. A lot of people out there watching. And see, okay, I'm going to try and make this point, man. Elijah's standing on God's word. And he says, let this be an amazing thing, man, where these people know that you are God and that many people come back to you, you know. So in this world of craziness, let's be attentive how we act. Let's be attentive. Let's let our light shine. Let's not get in the negativity zone. Let's not get in being all critical. Let's not all be all judgmental to somebody that may have a different opinion than you. You know what I mean? Because we all have to fight that temptation. Hey, what's wrong with you, knucklehead? Okay, let's let our light shine, man, okay? Let God use this situation for his glory, amen? And let's make sure that we're the witnesses that we need to be, amen? Okay, answer me, O Lord, answer me that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. Then the fire of the Lord fell. Okay, what? 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 Hold on. Does that kind of thing really happen? Oh, yeah, miracles really happen. We don't like to be in a place where we need a miracle, but God can still do miracles, and God does miracles, you know. Luke 1:37, for nothing will be impossible with God. Look right there. For nothing will be impossible with God. That's my life verse. It's one of them. But I always... probably every single day I chew on that verse a little bit. For nothing is impossible with God. Yeah, my God can do all things. Well, does he want to do it? I think we're about to be amazed about what God's about to do in this country. I know we're about to be amazed about what God wants to do in this country. Can I get a witness? Man, I'm so serious. Really. I'm serious, man. It's time to be excited and expect a miracle. Okay. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stone and the dust. So this wasn't some weird stray bolt of lightning or anything like that. Everything was just obliterated, man. Wasn't some stones over here. Wasn't some stones over there. This whole thing just went shabagadoosh. Everyone goes shabagadoosh. Yeah. It all just got obliterated, man. Nothing's there anymore. This is the one true God. This is who we're trusting in, and he's not going to let you down. This is who you're trusting in, and he's not going to let you down. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. There was no doubt in anybody's mind what just happened there. Your God... your God ain't no God at all. Your God didn't do nothing. You sure made a big old mess of things and cut yourself up and kicked up a bunch of smoke and made you loud noises and all that. But looky here. Looky here, man. I'm trusting the Most High God, and he's about to do a miracle. So I'm excited. I'm excited, man. Give him some praise. Seriously. And when the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." So that's a big thing. That's pretty awesome, right? The Lord, he is God. Baal ain't nothing. Now, to finish the story a little bit, so here's the dealio. Things didn't turn out the way the prophets of Baal were expecting it to turn out. Ahab and Jezebel thought it was going to turn out a different way. It didn't turn out that way at all. It turned out the way that God wanted it to turn out. Okay? Turned out the way that God wanted it to turn out. Okay, even all their lies and smoke and mirror and all that didn't change nothing. Didn't change nothing. See, let God be true and every man a liar. So Elijah, here's these prophets of Baal, 450 of them just crawling in the dirt, limping away. This big old trail of blood. You know, all sick and bleeding out, white as a ghost. Elijah's like, "Hey, not so fast there, fellas." Has them all rounded up. And with the sword, he takes them all down. Oh, that's pretty hardcore, right? Well, see, here's the deal, man. God did this really interesting thing. Just like with the Egyptian army all at one, Pharaoh and the whole Egyptian army coming out to one place to all be dealt with at one time, all out in the open. See, here's these 400 prophets of Baal from all over the nation of Israel, all compiled at one mountaintop, man. God brought them all out to the open, exposed them for the phony balonies that they were, man. Had them all out there. Got them all out of the nooks and crannies. Got them out of the streets and the back alleyways and the demon worship temples and the palace where they sat at Jezebel's table. Got them all out in the open. And he dealt with them. They were exposed for who they were. So I want us to be excited, man. God's doing something great in America. You can be discouraged if you want to, but you shouldn't be, because we need to let our light shine right now. We need to be that encourager to our brothers and sisters in Christ. You know what I mean? And we need to be that light to a lost and dying world. Father God, we love you and we praise you, Lord. Your will be done in this land, Lord. Your will be done in this church. Let us truly be your servants, devoted to you and not worried about what the world says or fitting in with the world. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.